Recorded Books presents The Chemistry of Tears by Peter Carey, narrated by Susan Lyons and Jefferson Mays, and directed by Emily Asher.
Catherine. Dead. And no one told me. I walked past his office, and his assistant was bawling. What is it, Felicia?
Oh, haven't you heard? Mr. Tyndall's dead.
What I heard was, Mr. Tyndall hurt his head. I thought, for God's sake, pull yourself together. Where is he, Felicia? That was a reckless thing to ask. Matthew Tyndall and I had been lovers for 13 years, but he was my secret, and I was his. In real life, I avoided his assistant. Now her lipstick was smeared, and her mouth folded like an ugly sock.
Where is he?
She sobbed.
What an awful, awful question!
I did not understand. I asked again.
Catherine, he is dead!
And thus set herself off into a second fit of bawling. I marched into his office, as if to prove her wrong. This was not the sort of thing one did. My secret darling was a big deal, the head curator of metals. There was the photo of his two sons on the desk. His silly, soft tweed hat was lying on the shelf. I snatched it. I don't know why. Of course, she saw me steal it. I no longer cared. I fled down the Phillips stairs into the main floor.